Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Garage Talk Live, Girls Love Getting
Talk
the Facts.
Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Garage Talk Live, Girls Getting the Facts with Tammy and Cindy, minus Tammy today. She is out enjoying the Jason Aldean, Luke Bryant concert or something like that, has left me here all alone. We should have a very exciting show for you tonight, though. We have Jennifer Jo Cobb calling in about 15 minutes, and we're going to talk with her about, you know, what her plans are, what she's doing right now. We're going to talk about her program, Driven to Honor, and her clothing line. And approximately 9 o'clock, we're going to have TJ Bell call in, and he's going to give us the update on what he's doing now, how he's preparing for the Advocare 500 this weekend. It is the Advocare 500, right, Danny?
I have no clue.
I have Danny Frost, a friend of mine, online, on with us, just to keep me a little company to ask those questions. So, you know, if we get it all jacked up tonight, it'll still be okay. We're still going to have a good time. So he'll be on about 9 o'clock, and we're also going to talk about this golf tournament he competed in today, and he'll tell us what all that's about. So we're asking y'all if you want to participate in the chat room, please be sure to log in with Blog Talk Radio, or you can use your Facebook and Twitter account, and you'll be linked right in. That way you can participate, ask questions. And I'm also opening the phones tonight to give everyone an opportunity to speak their mind. Let's talk racing. Let's see what's all going on.
Hey, I just looked it up.
Oops. Yes?
Hey, I just looked it up. It's the Advocare 500.
And that's what I thought. I didn't think I was that
yep.
wrong. Do you know why? Do you know why?
Why?
Because
why?
I was getting the facts.
Hey,
you know, it's all about the facts.
Yeah.
You know, you're just making sure I'm right. Is that what it is?
Well, you asked me, it's like, is that right then? I was like, wait a minute. Huh?
I don't know.
Yeah.
So, well, we got it. You know, we're okay. Well, while we're waiting for Jennifer to call in, Jennifer Jo Cobb, we are going to go over some racing facts. And I'm going to start with the facts on Atlanta Motor Speedway. I normally do this towards the end of the night, but we're going to go ahead and kill about 15 minutes and talk about that. Let's see if my driver, no comment, Danny, if my driver has dominated this track or not. Facts and notes about Atlanta Motor Speedway. Originally, it was called Atlanta International Raceway. The track was at the time a 1.5 paid speedway. The first NASCAR Sprint Cup race in Atlanta was on July 31st, 1960. That race was won by Fireball Roberts, and he won from the pole. The track was remeasured to 1.522 miles in the spring of 1970. It was renamed Atlanta Motor Speedway in 1990. The track layout was reversed, and the track was reconfigured to 1.54 miles between the two races in 1997. Now, there's been 104 NASCAR Sprint Cup Series races at the Speedway until 2010, there's only been two races per year, except in 1961 they had three. This year marks the second season with only one event. I wonder why. So they can add the new ones, I guess, huh? Fireball Roberts won the pole and the race for the first NASCAR Sprint Cup race, and that was in 1960. 45 drivers have won a pole there, and the most pole winners was Buddy Baker and Ryan Newman. So they're tied, and that's with seven each. Six of Newman's seven poles came in consecutive races between 2003 and October of 2004. 42 drivers have won a race there. 22 have won more than once. Dale Earnhardt scored 9 victories at that track. 9 victories, that's a lot. Kyle Yarbrough is second with 7. Bobby Labonte heads the list with the active drivers with 6 victories. Is Bobby Labonte still an active driver?
Yeah. And in fact, he caused a crash last week.
Well, I'm sorry?
Yeah, in fact, he caused a crash last week.
Oh, he did.
He drove like the 72 car.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, but I do know, you know, when you see him come in, you know, as, you know, the provisional, I guess it's just basically he's in and out so quickly, you tend to lose. I'm sorry, and I love the Labonte's too. Oh, how terrible.
I know. Bobby used to be one of my favorite drivers when he drove for the Patties.
Well, actually, the Labonte's are out of Corpus Christi, Texas.
Yeah.
That fact was just made known to me when I was talking to a friend of mine, actually one of my best friends, who has no interest in NASCAR whatsoever. None. And I was saying something about the Labonte's. She says, they're like my uncles. I'm all, excuse me? And she says, yeah, that is my, it's actually her mother's uncle.
Cool.
So I said, oh, really? I said, so can you get their numbers? She told me it'd probably be easier for me to get the numbers than for her. I guess they're just, you know, not that much into the family down there anymore. I'm not sure. Now, Labonte's tied with the NASCAR Hall of Fame inductee Richard Petty for the third on all-time wins at Atlanta. So those two are in the top three. The Wood Brothers have 12 victories more than any other organization. I wonder if, you know, I believe they're coming in, you know, next year. Let's see how they do there. Let's see. Their last win there was in 1993. Do you know who that was with?
It will probably be Morgan Shepherd.
You, ding, 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 ding. You're right, Morgan Shepherd. Yep, that was their last win with Morgan Shepherd in 93. Now, Hendrick Motorsports has 11 wins and could tie the Wood Brothers this weekend.
Won't happen.
So, you know, it might. It might. I know that
I have to have faith. I have to have faith.
Well,
it won't,
you know,
happen.
And with you having faith, I'm going to have to go with faith also, because I did clearly state that I have faith in the driver that I picked to win. And we all know that I did not pick Jeff Gordon. So I have to have faith that Jeff Gordon will not tie that, or I don't want him to. I'm still going with my number 32, Green Smoke, with Fastlane Racing, TJ Bell. We'll see. Now, 14 races have been won from the pole. The last to do this was Casey Kane in 2006. But now check this out. Okay, let's just say, I mean, that would be kind of cool, though, you know, having the pole. Casey Kane won the last pole winner in 2006, and then he could tie the Wood Brothers all, you know, that's history-making right there. What do you think?
I'm not.
You better not think.
No, I mean, I rather not have. I don't want the Hendricks holding that record.
Well,
I like the fact that it's the Wood Brothers. It's one of those older teams.
Integrity teams. You know what? You're right on that. You know, I mean, the Wood Brothers go back so long, and to see them still, you know, the records that they have, that they're just now starting to, you know, possibly be broken. I mean, it may not happen.
And the Wood Brothers, they're one of those teams where, like, for myself, even though being a Petty fan, you still have that respect for the Wood Brothers. They still have that.
Right.
Like,
like I said, it's a team with integrity. I mean, so that you're
yeah.
going to, you know, you're going to it's a respectful team. You're going to uphold that. You know, it's like giving the respect to your grandparents, to your great-grandparents. Respect your elders. Respect your elders. That's it. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and respect the Wood Brothers and just and let's just see what happens. You know, I still, you know, I'm a Hendrix girl through and through, with the exception. But we won't even get into that. Okay. So now,
I can't stand the Hendrix through and through.
we're just going to leave that lie. 60 races at Atlanta have been won from the first five starting positions. 60 races. Out of how many? How many? Let's see. Did we say two? Let me go back up just to make sure. No, I've already lost it. How many races did I say that there's been race there already?
I don't remember. I'm just thinking about how this is going to be, if this race was the last race of the season, it would have been Richard Petty's 20th anniversary since he retired at this track in Ball Flames.
Did he retire at this track?
Yes. In fact, Ernie Irvin took him out to the boos to several many people. And normally this would have been just a normal, like, okay, we're out of the race, goodbye. But his crew fought back and they're like, we did not want Richard to finish in the garage. We wanted him to actually finish the race on the track.
Mm-hmm.
So they got him out with, like, one lap to go, I think. And he went and he did, like, a victory lap with no hood, no fenders.
You know what? Okay. I clearly remember. It was just like just the tires going around.
Yeah. In fact, that car, when it was at the old museum, and I was a little kid, I kind of snuck into that car and climbed in it.
Did you really?
Yes. I knew the people at the Petty Museum very well. But I don't even think they knew at first. I kind of snuck in there and climbed in it with my mom yelling, get out of there, get out of there. It's like, what? Of course, now
really?
The new museum, they got all fenced off.
So you can't get in there anymore, huh?
No, you think
you'd still be able to just crawl all in the way you did it before?
Probably
not. You know,
if it was open, I had access to it, yes, I would jump right back in.
In any time, huh? Okay, let me finish this up because I'm about to put everybody on hold, and I'm about to call our first guest, Jennifer Jo Cobb, and we're going to go over some things with her tonight. So let me just finish this up real quick. As we say, 60 races have been won from the first five starting positions. Bobby Labonte won the 2001 fall race from the 39th starting position, and that's the deepest in the field that a race winner has ever won at Atlanta.
And the All-Star race originally started at the Atlanta Motor Speedway.
Did it?
Yes. Before it went to Charlotte. In fact, I think Bill Elliott won it.
Wow. Okay, well, I'm going to put myself on hold. Danny, please, feel free to talk. Let's talk about that all-star race that Bill Elliott won while I called Jennifer Jo Cobb. Okay?
I don't remember it.
I was too young.
I just know the fact that it was the all-star race was originally started at the Landmeyer Speedway. It was a day race. And, of course, back then it was called the Winston. And then Britton Smith moved it up to Charlotte. With the, wasn't the passing in grass, it was the fight with DW and Rusty Wallace. And that happened at the Winston. And that's all I can remember.
Well, there we go. We've got Jennifer coming in.
Yes.
Let's
sweet.
It's Jennifer.
Hello, Jennifer. From Garage Talk Live. How are you?
Hey, fantastic. How are you?
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. We are so glad to have you on the show after a few mishaps, scheduling conflicts, a lot of things going on in your life.
Yeah, I'm going to let the cat out of the bag and say missing your show might have been the best thing that ever happened to me because of some of the consequences. But, yeah, I do apologize. And, any given day, it's just kind of get pulled in a lot of different directions, that's for sure. I am at dinner with the team as we speak, so you let me know if it's too loud in the background, and I will find a way to sneak out into the parking lot.
Well, let me tell you.
Tell Steve we said hi.
We have Danny on the phone. Danny had to be our first caller.
Danny, you guys, say hi to Danny Frost. He's on the radio show with us. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard
it loud and clear. Actually, the loudness is not going to be a problem today. Tammy, it's normally Tammy and I, and she decided to ditch me and go to a concert. Luke Bryant and Jason Aldean. I take it that they are some big country stars that all the girls just swoon over. I have a 13-year-old here sitting telling me that they're the bomb.
You can't really blame her, to be honest, yeah.
I can't blame her, but you know, I told her I'm going to schedule everybody that makes her nervous, and I'm going to bail on her.
Ah, there you go.
Well, tell us what's going on with you, Jen.
Well, we were just, you know, each time we meet with the team, you know, I'm really kind of an open book, and I like to let them know what's going on. And I was just giving them a snapshot of how things look and what's happening with us, you know, for the rest of the year. And we have some exciting things coming up. We're very close to securing our sponsorship for the Kansas Nationwide Race, which we've had for the past 3 years with Mark One Electric. And I don't think they would mind me saying that, because any chance I, you know, can get to say thank you to them and give them a plug, I absolutely want to do it. They've been very, very good to me, a very strong electrical contracting company in the Kansas City area. And so that's, you know, kind of exciting for us. But I just told the team, I said, you have never felt pressure before, like you will feel pressure to make this nationwide race at Kansas. And I said, but I'm kind of on an every other year basis. I've made this race every other year, so this is our year.
Good.
Okay, Jen, while I have you on the phone, let me just go over this real quick with you. Your Twitter handle is Jen Joe Cobb.
Yes, and some people like to put an extra N and an extra E in there. So, yeah, it's
right.
Just JenJoCobb.
That's what I had, and I'm putting up your Facebook fan page now. To, you know, give our listeners, we've got some listeners out there, and our team
here,
so I wanted to go ahead and give them, you know, heads up on how they can follow you and see the activities that are going on with you.
Yeah, our Facebook page says JJC Racing.
Yeah, JJC Racing. I was about to put that up, but I want to talk about something. I want to talk about Driven.
Okay, I was going to say, which Driven? Because we have Driven to Honor, we have Driven Mel, and then, of course, the ladies' version is Driver Boutique.
Yeah, let's start with Driver Boutique, okay? Because, you know, I saw a dear friend of mine with that pink hat on, and I just had to say, you know, Eva, I really need that hat.
You need that hat. I will make sure you get that hat, that's for sure.
I'm not a hat wearer. But you know what? First of all, if it's pink, it's me. If I could get glittery pink one, I'd be more, you know, more excited. But let's talk about your clothing line. The reason why you started it is to help supplement your racing. Is that correct?
It is. And, you know, yeah, and really the story behind that story is the fact that a long time ago, there was a clothing line. I think it might still be out there somewhere here and there, called Race Girl. And I contacted them for sponsorship and basically was completely ignored. And I thought, you know what, you're on race cars out here. And the fact that you won't even, you know, you're marketing to female race fans and you won't even call me back. And I probably would have put them on my race car for some free clothing. you know, like I just feel like there's definitely a market there and a need there. And it was really because I was always looking for something to wear to my appearances and different events, but I really didn't want anything affiliated with a specific driver. So I do love the NASCAR apparel, but I wanted to offer something kind of subtle, you know, with just some fun sayings, you know, for female racing enthusiasts. And really our most popular shirt is the checklist, helmet, gloves, lipstick. And that is so, ends up being so great because, number one, it's all me. You know, I always have my helmet, my gloves, and I mean, your lips dry out in that race. You're breathing hard out there, so you got to have some lipstick. You know, a little wax on the lips doesn't hurt. But seriously, it just, you know, it's just kind of like, you know, said, hey, I'm all racer, but I'm still feminine. And I really think it speaks to women who ride bikes and, you know, women who, anything basically that involves a helmet and gloves, and a woman who loves her lipstick, you know. So it kind of...
Yeah, I'm on your website now looking at that. And again, I've already posted that, but you can go to www.cobbracing.com and click on Driver Boutique, and it has it. Now you
actually, Cobb Racing, Cobb Racing Team.
Team.
And the reason I couldn't get Cobb Racing was in the year 2000 when I started that website, cobracingteam.com, Price Cobb was an Indy car owner, and he owned the URL Cobb Racing. And I thought, there's no way there's another Cobb out there. So, yeah, it's Cobb Racing Team.
Well, that's fine because, you know, you put on this shirt, you're going to feel like part of the team, right?
That's right. It's like we have some new Driven to Honor apparel coming out too. And, you know, I don't get a chance to update the styles very often because I wear so many different hats, and I probably do a little bit better at the unisex shirts that you find on DrivenMail.com than I do, you know, on the Driver Boutique site for right now. But, you know, just always kind of keeping an eye out. And it's really difficult. Like, literally, when you order a shirt, I am usually the one who picks it up from the printers, who is folding it, who addresses the envelope, you know. So I don't mind that, you know.
Do they have the opportunity while you're addressing the envelope just to go ahead and sign the shirt right there and send it out?
Well, yeah, I always tell people, you know, just put in the comments. It's through PayPal, and you can put comments, and you can say, hey, sign this. And I had a guy email me the other day, and he was like, you know what, you sent me the wrong size, and you didn't sign it. And I was like, oh, gosh, give that to somebody. Make a new JJCR fan, and I will send you another one signed, I promise. So
That's wonderful. Yeah, I love the clothing line. And, you know, to be honest, I have not gone to the driver. Look, I got to even go back there. I'll keep looking at the Driver Boutique, you know, the Driven for Men.
The Driven Mail website. You know, what happened is in 2006, I started Driver Boutique, and my mail fans were like, where's our shirts? You know, when do we get shirts? And, you know, I was always very hesitant because I thought, well, there's a ton of shirts out there for guys, but Driven Mail far outsells anything from Driver Boutique, which is really great. And there's a lot of ladies, you know, I'm sitting here in our new JJCR truck shirt right now with the team. And so there's a lot of ladies that, you know, can wear from either of the lines, either Driven Mail or Driver Boutique. Josh is down there pointing out his pink Driver Boutique hat, which he looks stellar in.
You know what, Josh, but, I love men in pink, let me tell you.
Absolutely. So,
well, you know, and I do like the Driver, you know, the Driver Boutique and the Driven Mail. You know, but there's a lot of women that we have the opportunity to wear men's shirts all day long. You know, so.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And you know what? We have some shirts on the back. I just absolutely loved the line from a Britney Spears song that says, Swagger of a Champion. So we mm-hmm. built a shirt around that, you know, Swagger of a Champion. And really, that kind of came from, I'm friends with Derek Cope. And mm-hmm. if you ever have the opportunity to see Derek Cope walk through the garage, that man has swagger like no other. He just has a walk to him. And it's kind of funny because it just like about the time that song came out, I noticed that. I always tell people, look at Derek Swagger, you know. And, you know, so yeah, we have the shirt Swagger of a Champion. And that shirt, it's just so soft. It really, it's one of them that I like to wear more than really any other.
Yeah. Definitely. Okay, let's go ahead and talk about Driven for Honor.
Driven to Honor is really, really special to me right now. It's absolutely growing, and it's kind of the number one focus right now, aside from improving the performance of this race team. I really believe, you know, it's been my dream to be a race car driver since I was 8 years old, and at some point that becomes a very selfish endeavor. And everything in your entire life is, you know, working toward your dream, your dream, your dream. And halfway through, or about three-quarters of the way through 2010, I just kind of woke up one morning thinking about being a female in a male-dominated sport and thought about some of the stuff I go through because of that, good and bad. And I thought about the women of our military, and I thought, you know, no doubt the bad that I go through is the same kind of bad that they go through. You know, things of just, you know, being different, maybe not quite relating, you know, when there's 10 men and one woman, sometimes you want to have a girl chat, or you want to complain about something that the men don't get, or, you know, it's just, you know, kind of just human nature. And then there's, you know, the whole, what do you call it? Kind of the inappropriateness that just kind of creeps in those times, and just kind of the junk that we have to deal with that, you know, if you're in that environment, you learn to roll it off your shoulder. That's the best thing you can do. You don't complain. You don't criticize. You just, you know, do your job and move on. But yeah, I have so many perks and benefits. That year, alone, I was able to, you know, jump out of an airplane on the back of a parachuter of the Golden Knights, you know, and fly with the Blue Angels, and just a lot of really cool benefits. And I thought, you know, these women in the military go through some of the struggles I go through, but they don't get the benefits that I get and the perks. And I really just want to kind of use my racing career and the dream that I've cultivated to honor them, but also to tell young girls without resources that perhaps the military is a viable option for them to, you know, further their lives and their dreams and get to that next step. And about 2 months after I sort of just woke up, I feel like it's a God-given plan, you know, just woke up with these thoughts. I saw an Oprah episode highlighting the fact that there is a growing problem with homeless veterans who are female. And some of them are single mothers, and, you know, there's a lot of challenges there. And I thought, you know what, that is the fundraising part of our mission right there, is to, you know, there's no way any veteran should fight for our country and then not have a home at any time when they get back, you know, let alone a woman. And I wish I could, you know, solve the entire problem. But if we can house just one female soldier, you know, at a time, then I feel like we've done something good with this. And I feel like all of this is worthwhile, and it's not just about me anymore.
Right. If you go to Jennifer's webpage and then you click on sponsors, you can see DrivenToHonor.com. It's www.DrivenToHonor.com. And it lists the missions, you know, about D2H, you know, how to contact, you know, the merchandise, how to inspire, honor, empower. Everything that, you know, she's saying, that it's like the cause that you're feeling. And there's also a donate button that you can go and donate and help this cause.
You know, I really appreciate that. And any little bit helps. You know, I have a really wonderful fan who donates $10 every month or two. And it just puts such a smile on my face to see that. And, you know, in our racing world, where we go through a set of tires and 40 laps, and that's $2,000. But to see $10 go directly to Driven to Honor is, it just really puts a smile on my face to know that somebody cares. And we recently had a Rotary Club out of Ohio donate $200. So there's a lot of service groups and organizations. And, you know, this isn't money that's going into our race team. It's directly going to help grow Driven to Honor. And I think part of the mission of Driven to Honor is, you know, there's a lot of different legs to it, but I think first and foremost, it's to spark that conversation or that awareness that, you know, there's not only do I want to, this is something personal where I want to honor female soldiers. We bring in a female soldier, seaman, airman, you know, or veteran to every single NASCAR Camping World Truck Series race with us and give her a behind the scenes look. It's a really cool experience for someone who's never, you know, really had that access. But to also just bring awareness, you know, to little girls, like, hey, you can be a race car driver. Hey, you can be a Marine. You can be, you know, a fighter pilot or, you know, whatever's happening these days, you know. And
right. Jen?
Brenda?
Hello?
Did we lose her?
I think we lost her.
Did I lose her?
Hello?
We lost
you?
I'm here. I can hear you guys just fine.
Okay, yeah, it sounds like we have
some... Same thing happened to me yesterday, or Monday.
Yeah, some technical difficulties. You know, Blog Talk, we love it. We love being able to host our shows on here, but sometimes we get dropped and everything else. Well, we
completely understand.
Yeah, these women and honoring them, you know, and you made the point, you know, that they come back from service and they're losing everything that they have, you know, and that includes, you know, having their children with them, having, you know, and having to find ways to take care of their children also. So, you know, it's a
good
cause.
I feel like there's a different set of expectations on mothers than there are, you know, on fathers. Like, for example, when I decide perhaps to become a mother someday, maybe not. but, you know, obviously I've got to stop racing for 9 months, you know, and the guys don't have to do that. So, you know, it's just definitely, you know, however you look at it, biologically speaking, whatever, you know, we have every right to have the same goals and dreams as, you know, the big, tough, strong men out there that we admire so much. But, you know, it can be a little bit more difficult for us, you know, different decisions and biological factors, let alone, you know, just human nature. So whatever it is, I don't want to dwell on it. but I just want to say, you know, add a girl and come have a fun time at the race with us, because I kind of get what you're going through.
I understand that. Wonderful. Listen, Buck says, hey, Jen, it's Buck. And he can't wait
Buck
to see you.
Buck from Cincinnati, Ohio?
Is Buck, are you from Cincinnati, Ohio?
He's a Carl Edwards fan.
He's Carl Edwards fan, so but watch out.
Okay.
He starts typing in. But he says, yes, that's him.
Yes.
That's him, Jen.
Tell him I absolutely love him. Yeah.
He can't wait to see you in Kentucky, and he was wondering if he can buy one of your new shirts there.
Of course he can. Tell him that Buck is, I don't want to get it wrong. He's probably 15 or 16 years old, and he's been in contact with me for a couple of years since we had our first full-time season in 2010. And there's a few people, you know, like Buck and Danny, that just kind of stick out as very strong supporters of JJC Racing, and everyone on the team knows who they are. And, you know, it's really cool because we do kind of allow that kind of access for our fans, so to speak. And sometimes, you know, it doesn't work out so well. It's like, oh, my gosh, who is that weirdo? But Buck and Danny, we love those guys, you know. Those guys are some of the good ones, and we really appreciate that.
That's the one I need to avoid. Run, run.
I know. We've got a do not call list, you know. But, but yeah, Buck and Danny have been, you know, really great supporters. As long as if you guys follow Twitter at all, you follow Ronnie Rizzo, he's at Riz23, and oh my gosh, I don't think anybody supports us more than he does. I forgot to turn my phone off last night, about 2 a.m., you know, I got a little ding, and I woke up, and it was Ronnie, you know, texting something very encouraging, and it means a lot, because at the end of the day, if you can touch, you know, one life, two life, three lives with saying, hey, we struggle, and you guys know how bad we struggle, but you also appreciate that we hang in there and we try really hard, it just means the world. I appreciate all of that.
Right. No,
we appreciate how much you fight for it, too.
No, thank you. I love that. Do you know that song, There Goes the Fighter? I don't know. It's a new song out. Yeah, I need to put it on our Facebook page.
Is it country?
Yeah.
Gosh, I don't even know. Well, I'll find it. I'll put it on my Facebook page, and then you'll have to tag it. Yeah, we'll find it.
There goes the five. Believe me, Jen, I'm writing it down for you. I'll send you a message later.
Can you set on like a to-do list for us?
Yeah, I got it. I got it right there. I'm telling you, it's written down.
Perfect.
Okay, well, you know, we don't want to tie you up from your dinner anymore. We really appreciate you coming on the show. One thing I'm supposed to ask, though. Now, do y'all have superstitions?
Okay.
Way that for every race? I mean, what's
this
going
is
on
a
there?
Loaded question, because you know the answer. You just want me to say it. So the funny thing is, the funny thing about this question is it's kind of a little bit risque, but yet it involves God, is, you know, the answer. But really, I dropped superstitions a long time ago. I grew up that $50 bills were bad luck, and chicken was bad luck on race day, and peanuts were bad luck in the pit area, and all these superstitions. And one time, you can just really screw your life up trying to avoid all these superstitions. I've broken so many mirrors, it's not even funny. But not by looking in them, of course. But trying to travel with them, but who knows? Maybe it's a sign. But you know, a long time ago, I was walking underneath the big lift gates, and, you know, you always have that gloomy feeling like, ooh, what if that sucker broke? That would hurt. And I thought, oh, you know, don't walk under the lift gates. And it started to become a superstition. And I thought, you know what? Superstitions are not in control of our life. God is. And so I refuse from here on out to believe in superstitions. I believe in God's will. And, you know, you just do the best you can every single day. And, you know, to heck with superstitions. But I started this ritual somehow long ago of wearing animal print underwear on race day, and I'll be darned if I just can't break it. And so it's not really a lack of faith or anything like that. It's just, hey, that's just kind of my thing. So that was first asked by me from Chris Johnson asked that question, and so it ended up in NASCAR Illustrated. And I'll be darned if the animal print underwear didn't start showing up, which I welcome. Size small, I'm good, you know. But, you know, yeah, that was kind of that's kind of the running joke. So it's kind of a funny answer because it's like, oh, I don't believe in superstition. I believe in God. But yet I do have this, you know, one little ritual that I like to adhere to.
Well, Well, you know, and it's funny. I've got my sidekick. You know, she's always next to me. She doesn't want to talk NASCAR, but, you know, she doesn't want to hear no one say ugly about her driver, so she's going to chime in. But I'm laughing, and she says, what? And I tell her, I'm kind of like whisper to her about what you're saying. She goes, oh, my gosh, I got mine right there. I'm wearing them tomorrow.
Oh, that's hilarious. Well, what's funny is I think it's slowly catching on, not amongst the guys on our team, but amongst the girls on our team. And like more and more suitcases are becoming open with us, and I'm like, hey, I love it. Starting a trend here.
Well, Jen, we appreciate you coming on the show. We really do.
Thank you guys so much. Sorry it's so loud in the background. The crew is patiently waiting. I actually have a envelope in my hand with their payroll, and I think that's the only reason they're waiting on me, but that's okay.
Well, you know what? They can wait. Tell them they'll be there in 5 minutes, and the bank's already closed, so it don't matter.
Yeah, you want to know? I had to go earlier and get it. Got to take care of them first, you know.
Definitely. Well, you are racing this weekend, and we want to wish you good luck.
Thank you so much.
And it's
not about luck, though, is it? It's not about luck, remember?
we prayfully hope that you do well. God will provide you with what you
thank
need.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Speaking of, I'd just like to give a little plug out there. You know, you wonder how drivers keep their faith and get their church in. There's an organization called MRO, and we have a wonderful chaplain that's at every single race, Jim Lanning. And MRO is solely funded off of donations, and all of the drivers, I guess not all of them, but, you know, drivers' teams, they can tithe to MRO. Because, you know, a lot of times we're traveling on the weekends, and race fans can contribute to that. And that makes sure that there's a chaplain there, whether there's a wreck or, you know, we just need a little bit of encouragement before the race. And so if you tithe to MRO, please tithe to the MRO truck series so that it goes to our series.
Okay. Do you have their website?
Gosh, I don't. But Jim Lanning is our chaplain, and he gives a chapel after every single driver's meeting, and every female service member who comes to the races with me is invited to that chapel as well. So it's really kind of cool because I have found a great church home in North Carolina. The one that I was baptized in Kansas City has moved locations too far away for me to make it to. So it's just nice to have that, you know, to have a church service before a race. It's very soothing, very comforting.
It's MRO. I'm going to find their link or go on NASCAR Media and try to pull that up. And then, you know, I'll go ahead and tweet that and Facebook it and tag you in it so that we have that information so that people can donate. Because, you know, church is very important, especially at the races. You know,
well, and you know, people who really care, you know, a lot of people really do care about their drivers. And, you know, first thing that happens when you hear somebody's wrecked, I mean, the last big one I can remember is Eric McClure. And you definitely want a chaplain there, you know, for the family, for the driver, you know. So NASCAR is unable to, you know, make that a paying position. It's an outside organization, and it's solely funded by drivers and fans. So it's really, really cool. It's a very worthy cause.
Yeah, we're going to get that up, and we'll put it on Garage Truck Live's website and go from there. And we thank you for bringing that up because, you know, that's a really good organization also that helps the drivers.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. We talked about so much here, so I really, really appreciate it. I think we have a 15-hour day ahead of us, so I'm going to get these boys and girls paid and get them tucked into their hotel rooms.
Definitely. Y'all take care, feed them, get them paid, and we'll be watching you.
Okay, thanks. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Have a great day.
Good job.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye, Danny.
Well, that was an exciting interview. I am so glad she was able to come on.
Didn't it look like she was being rushed?
I'm sorry?
I said, too bad she was being rushed. Like,
yeah,
she had other things to do. And that's understandable.
No, I'm sorry. I had to yell at a child. So, yeah, you know, but they are under time constraints. And a lot of people don't realize that. They don't realize how you know, how busy the drivers are. Just because it's not the weekend does not mean that that they're not busy. You know, they've
got
appearances. I believe today she did an autograph session at Walmart.
Well, she said she would be at the deli getting lunch, but that is what she had tweeted. I mean, they're busy. They're on a constant busy basis. We'll hear the same thing when TJ Bell comes on shortly, in about 20 minutes. We'll hear how, you know, what his day progressed as driving, whether they fly to the track, drive to the track. You know, they are completely busy, and we appreciate the time that they take to do these shows.
And keep it in mind, they're one of the underfunded teams. Imagine how busy one of the bigger teams, more funded teams are. And it's like,
right.
Do they even get a personal life or any downtime?
Right. Yeah, but you know, but if you're following them on Twitter, if you're following them on Facebook, you do see that a lot of the drivers make time. They do their family time. You know, and I think that
mm-hmm.
is key. That is key.
Yeah.
These drivers make that time. Otherwise, what is their home life? You know, they have to do something to counteract their busy schedule. So, I mean,
yeah.
I mean, I'm telling you, I have a hard time, you know, doing this all day, you know, doing the school, you know, some of us in school, taking care of a child, keeping the house clean, and how they do it, I don't even know.
Heck, right before the show, I was taking a quick nap because of, like, from school, doing homework, the
right?
racing, yeah.
Exactly. So, you know, I mean, you know, a lot of fans think, well, you know, they won't stop and do this. You know, they're only there for a minute. They can only sign so many autographs. But a lot of fans don't realize that the workings that go behind the scenes. As Jen said, you know, if someone's ordering a shirt, more than likely it's her taking the shirt, making sure she's got the shirts, making sure she's doing her inventory, getting them printed, getting them signed, getting them out to the customers. That's going to the post office.
And I can confirm she does all that. If you're friends with her on Facebook, I mean,
mm-hmm.
she's posting pictures of her and her friends doing all that. When I got my shirts, it was a personal letter and signature plus autograph card. So, yeah.
Yeah. So, well, we wish her the best this weekend. I mean, I know she'll do well. And hopefully,
yeah, I'll make sure to keep the ritual alive.
Yeah, are you going to wear some animal print panties also?
No, I was going to wish the crew all good luck. So I'll get you all that again.
Right. Well, I'm so thankful that she came on. I'm at the moment I'm tweeting. Normally, there's two of us that do this that will tweet and put up websites and stuff. So I'm trying to talk and do them in a minute. You know, get it all done. So now I've just, you know, thank Jennifer for coming on the show and letting everyone know that TJ Bell will be up in about 15 minutes.
Woo-hoo.
And I hear someone in the back. You heard that?
Oh, yeah. I'm doing my
so. You're doing it yourself, right?
Yeah.
I think one of his biggest fans is sitting right next to me, and just but she won't talk to him. Oh, she's gonna get on, and she says she's gonna help me host the show, and she's gonna talk to
Good
him,
for
help
her.
Interview him. That's it, unless she gets a call from you know, her, someone else. She wants to call up her boyfriend, but you know, again, she's 13, and I'm just not comfortable with that word. So,
it's
okay,
puppy
well,
love.
I know, but it really drives me crazy. It does. I mean, it's...
You're in Texas. You know what to invest in.
I don't have to do that again. We've had this conversation on the air before. Her daddy's got the gun. He'll take care of that, you know? Okay, let's see. Yeah, she's her daddy does have a couple guns. They probably have names on them already. 12-year-old boyfriend.
The bullets have names on them.
Let's real quick. Let's go over the entry list
for the Warrior 300 for the nationwide race on Saturday. And now I'm getting a reminder that Jennifer Jo Cobb is supposed to be on the show, and it's just not popping up. I guess my calendar is a little off, too, isn't it? Now, there'll be 44 cars on the entry list for the Saturday NRA American Warrior 300 Atlanta Motor Speedway. There's a few changes. Blake Coach will return to the double zero with the SR2 team. I want to wish SR2 good luck and hope they can pull out a pretty good finish. Kyle Fowler will be in the 08 for Randy Hill Racing. Timmy Hill remains in the Rick Ware number 15, while Skinner remains in the number 4. The 39 for Go Green Racing is TBA, so I guess they're just entering the car, no driver at the moment. 52 will be Jimmy Mears with a TBA. And Tony Raines is going to return to the number 70 for ML Motorsports, Reed Swordson. And the Baggy, is that Baggy, B-A-B-I-A-G-I, number 98 team will make another attempt. Joey Gassi will drive for the number 52, Jimmy Means. Matt Carter will be in the number 30. Oh, now it's giving the second update. Matt Carter is going to go ahead and be in the number 39. Josh Wise will be in the 42. And Stephen Lynch will be in number 47. David Starr will remain in the number 50 make motorsports car. Okay.
Cool.
Yeah, cool.
Cool.
All right, yeah. Let's see what time this race starts. I'm trying to see. Please stop it. Saturday night's race is the NASCAR Nationwide Series is going to air on ESPN2 with the NASCAR Countdown at 6:30. Green flag is at 7:16. All NASCAR programming on ESPN and ESPN2 will also be available on computers, smartphones, and tablets with the Watch ESPN app. You know, I want to know, can I do that on my Android, the Watch ESPN app?
I don't know. I'm not into all that stuff.
Well, I think I want to do that. You know?
You should.
A lot of times, I think I'm going to try it out. I think I'm going to be the test dummy and let you all know exactly how it is. You know? Let's see. Let's go over some news. I am... I just got a text message, y'all, from Tammy. Let's see what she's saying. She just says, sorry, she's on break. So I guess that means she was going to try to call in between, and she's calling. Danny, take it over. Let me see what this woman has to say. Hold on one moment.
What am I supposed to talk about?
You better talk about something. Well, let's see what Tammy's saying. Hold on a moment.
All right, let's go to the message board and see if anybody's talking on there. Let me go. So far we got Carl 99 Edwards. I'm guessing that's Buck. And then we got a guess. And L5S1 Elch. Y'all got any questions?
Hey, Cindy, I don't know if you're going to be able to hear me.
Hey!
Hey, I'm calling in live from the Allen South Fair. We just got done with Luke Fry and Jason Aldean coming on next.
I can only hear the music in the background.
Hello?
Hey, Cindy, can you hear me?
I lost you. You tried to call me and I lost you.
I'm here, but it's so noisy, so I figured I'd say hi to everybody. We're getting ready for Jason Aldean up here at the Allentown Fair, and I'll take you home Monday night.
We can barely hear you, Tammy.
All right. I'm going to get going because it's really, really noisy. We're up here in front of the stage getting ready for the next show to come on.
You have a wonderful time, and I'll be sure to tell TJ that you're calling him. You're ditching him for some hot country guy.
We miss you, Tammy.
We miss you.
I think she's off air.
Yeah, I went ahead and disconnected her. It was a little muffled on my end.
I could hear her screaming, and it was all I could hear was the background music.
Yeah, I could hear that, you know. But I think I'm just going to have to, you know, put the reasoning as to why she's not on this show. You know, she completely ditched TJ Bell.
And Jennifer Jo Cobb.
And Jennifer Jo Cobb for Luke Bryan and who's this other guy? And Jason.
I don't know. I don't listen to country. I'm more of a rock.
Nor do I. But, you know, she's already off the air, honey. No, she's off the air. I'm on. Okay, y'all. You know, sometimes being a mother, you have to contend with the little ones and just have to put them in their place. Well, we're so glad. I'm glad that I just tweeted that. I had been tweeting it. I'm talking to Rhonda, whose Twitter is L5S1. Ouch. She just learned
that
she's the
one in
the
chat room.
Yes, she is. She is a very, very loyal fan of TJ Bell, and we are so excited that she's on. You know, Rhonda, I have no problem with you calling in, and if you want, you know, if you want to talk with TJ, we have no problem doing that at all. So let me give you the number, which is 649-1899. If when he comes on, if you wanted to call in. See how his day's going, see what's going on with him. We have no problem doing that. It's a free-for-all tonight, seeing that Tammy ditched us all.
That Tammy,
I know it. Making me feel
we
got to
punish her somehow.
We do, and I know exactly how. Tammy is probably, I don't know, between her and Rhonda and Melanie here, she's a huge TJ Bell fan. If you look in her office.
Apparently not, if she's going to ditch him.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, she gets nervous. She, you know, she sent something down his way from Garage Talk Live, and I guess he went to call her. And while he's calling her, she's texting me and really wanting to know what's going on. Should I answer the phone? And I said, well, yes, definitely answer. And she couldn't answer the phone. And then she told me she was afraid to check the voicemail. So there's something about TJ Bell that just gets her all up in a roar. And so I'm going to schedule TJ Bell on the show, and I'm going to ditch her. And I'm going to make her do it.
Are they both single?
No.
Are they single?
Neither one of them. TJ has a wonderful fiance, Alexis. Absolutely beautiful, beautiful girl. And takes very good care of him. And Tammy
is
also
my idea for punishment.
I was going
to say, let's hook him up on blind date, or ever since she's so in love with him, but since he has a fiance, that ruins that one.
That's not going to work. And Alexis is wonderful, and I don't think Tammy's had someone like that either. but she's just a huge, you know, and she's met him. She's a huge TJ Bell fan. She just says that every time that she thinks he's going to come on the show, she gets a little sick to her stomach and can't take much of it. So, you know, it looks like Tina should be calling here any minute. I wanted to go over, you know, some facts here on the cup, but, you know, I think we get started and he'll probably call in and I won't see him sitting on the board. I'd hate to leave him hanging. I know he's had a very, very busy day. If there's anyone that has any questions for TJ, you know, if you want to go ahead and type them up now, I can relay them to him. Or if you want to call, you know, just go in there and type and say, hey, I'm calling. And that way I'll know that it's you calling in and put you through. I know TJ does not have a problem speaking to any of his fans. He's got a lot of stuff going on, and I know he's excited on telling everyone, you know, what his plans are and how he's going to be in the number 32 Green Smoke Fast Lane Chevrolet. No, I believe it's the Ford this weekend. So he's got a lot going on. I'm just excited that he's able to call in. What do you want to ask TJ, Melanie?
Oh, she just wants to say, what up, dog? let me see if I can find some short, exciting news here. Oh, we
no, are you in school,
about,
too?
Am I?
Hmm?
Yes, I am getting my bachelor's degree. I'm getting my bachelor's degree in marketing and public relations. I am almost done. I'm a little over halfway done and working on economics right now, and I'm struggling. I'm struggling in economics.
I know the feeling.
It doesn't seem logical to me. Hey, Deanna Earnhardt Jr.
I think all college students are struggling.
Right. Did you know that Earnhardt Jr. wrecked in Kansas while testing? But he's okay. He was treated and released from the Infield Care Center in Kansas Speedway this morning. That was actually yesterday. After a hard crash during the second scheduled Goodyear tire test at the Speedway, Earnhardt's Hendrix Motorsport Chevy reportedly suffered a right front tire failure and made heavy contact with the outside wall. The car was severely damaged, but Earnhardt walked away from the Amfield Care Center under his own power. Well, that's good. I'm glad he wasn't driven away. You know, I was wondering how fast was he going. They didn't report that. But tire failure, I guess that really helped with the testing. Well, the tire didn't work.
We're not
going to
use that tire. Not when Earnhardt and Earnhardt Nation is the one that blows the tire.
We're not going to hate on Earnhardt tonight. You know, looks like he had a pretty hard hit yesterday. And Earnhardt's pretty humble. You know, I mean, he's holding his own. You know, he's up there in the point standing. You know, he's not struggling.
I've heard that, he's really shy.
You know, I guess all the drivers can be shy at times, depending on the circumstances. But there are times where there's no shyness in him. Now, I do see a lot of humility within him. You know,
mm-hmm.
I think people think that he thinks that he is it because of his daddy. Well, he doesn't want to live in his daddy's shadows. That's what I'm seeing. You know, he wants to make this on his own. He doesn't want to be the number one, you know, fan favorite because of his daddy. He wants to be the number one fan favorite because of himself. And I do know that. You know, that's something that I think all drivers strive for. Yes, it's nice to have the name backing you, but do you really want to live in that shadow?
I don't think any of the kids ever want to.
Right.
I know that was a big thing with Kyle Petty, is that he's not the king. He's not Richard Petty and all that. And that was a big struggle with him.
Right. Now, when these drivers are starting out, let's use the Dillons, for example. Do they want to live in their grandpa's shadow at the moment? Yeah, they need to. Because if it wasn't for who their grandfather is, they probably would not have the opportunity to showcase their talent. So is it a plus? Is it a minus? I think it's a mixture of both. I think that it's a good way to get started. But there are times where they need to be let go from that. And I think that's what Junior struggles with, is because either he's not living up to his father's name, or they think that he's trying to make it on his father's name. Does anyone have any comments or questions to that? I mean, that's just my opinion.
See, I think he's getting his ride, and he's getting the sponsorships because of his name and his looks.
Oh, I don't know about all that.
Well, think about, why is there such a big Junior Nation? It's not because of, he winning. I mean, he sucked for the past 4 years, and yet there's still this big Junior Nation.
Right.
And
I've
noticed, he's trying to get away from the looks.
Look. Junior Nation was not created by Junior. I mean, it started because, we're going to a debate here. It started because who Junior
was. It was Dale Earnhardt's son. After, after the passing of Senior, those fans transferred.
Whoa.
I think a lot of it, I think, no, wait a minute. A lot of those fans transferred. And that's, and that's how it, you disagree? You think that they've all, you think it's just because of the name?
Well, let's put this
no,
up. My mom is a huge Senior fan, but cannot stand Junior. Well, I mean,
you know
she
that's,
tolerates
that's
Junior.
That's
well, no, we've gone to other tracks, and we've asked, like, different people, because she'll still wear the Senior
stuff.
Are
you throwing a gauntlet?
Like,
are you throwing
I went
the gauntlet?
To Kevin Harvick.
Are you
what?
Throwing the gauntlet? Are you throwing it down? Because I'm willing to take this challenge. I will, for the next 30 days, tweet, post on behalf of Garage Talk Live, Girls Getting the Facts, Garage Talk Live, me personally, Cindy K. Rivera, NASCAR Girl 50. I want to know why these fans are, why there is Junior Nation and how they became part of that. I do not, I honestly think that a lot of it has to do with a lot of the fans carrying over. They were paying respect to Senior and carried it over. But we're going to end this conversation
right now.
It's
too young to even know who Senior was.
Don't go there with me.
Or
we're
not even in the sports when Senior was.
We're going to end this conversation right now because I have TJ Bell calling in.
Okay. I was about to say,
wonderful.
I thought you were not going to let me.
Wonderful. Hold on one moment. Hi, welcome to Garage Talk Live.
Hello, hello.
How are you,
hey, TJ?
Hey, guys, how are you doing?
Oh, well,
doing
wonderful.
Well.
I guess you heard part of that debate, huh?
Yeah, a little bit of it.
Boy, don't get me riled up. We're just trying to we're trying to figure out how Junior Nation became Junior Nation. So that's
I think it's
Earnhardt.
Because of the media.
He's Earnhardt.
we're gonna table this until I can get a poll out, and then we're gonna post some results. But let's go to TJ Bell. How are you today?
I'm good. I had a great day. Hung out, went and played some golf down here for Reed Sorensen's and the Speedway Children's Charity, and you know, he has a great tournament out here. And we got pretty lucky with the weather. It rained for a bit, but we played really good, had a good time, and raised some great money for some needy kids, so it was pretty cool.
Is this the same charity from last year, like for the Christmas charity?
No, the Christmas charity I do is when I go play golf with my buddies, the Roys, in Nashville.
That's right.
Yeah, they do it's Christmas for kids, and you know, that's a pretty cool deal. You know, it's really cool. It's a good time to get a lot of people together and go out and whack a golf ball around and raise some great money for great causes. And like I said, Reed does a great job down here in Atlanta, and you know, it's his hometown. So I actually got to play with some guys that he grew up with and went to high school with. So it was pretty fun. We had a really good team. I thought we had a shot to win it, but we lost by 3 strokes.
See, I'm completely blind when it comes to that. So I know you do golf often, not really, though, correct?
Well, it depends. You know, if I get time, I'll go play as much as possible. I enjoy golf. I wish I was better at it.
Not calling your name?
yeah. If I'm not on the lake or, you know, I go golfing with Dad and some good friends. It seems to be a pastime of a lot of us drivers, and especially when we're on the road and we get here early and don't have much to do or have a pretty slow morning, a lot of us will go hit a golf course real quick and have a good time.
So are you any good?
I'm decent. I can hit the ball a long way. It's just a question of if we're going to find it or not.
Oh, or if it makes it anywhere near that little hole you're supposed to hit it in?
Yep, that's it. That's it.
You keep count of those strokes, or do you just keep hitting until you get there?
Oh, no, I got to keep counting because that's the only way we know to get better. That's the competitive nature in me, I guess. And that's the problem. You get a bunch of race car drivers out on a golf course, it gets pretty cutthroat.
Yeah, I guess it does. Before we go any further, we want to say happy birthday to you. I knew it was your birthday, but we have probably one of your biggest fans in the chat room with us. And your birthday was on, what was that, Sunday?
Saturday.
Saturday.
Yeah.
25, huh?
Yeah, again.
Again. The Forever 25 birthday?
That's it.
Yeah.
21st,
well, we
actually.
Oh, the 21st. Is that what that picture was that I saw with the crown on your head?
I like to have a good time, and I like to, you know, put it out there for all my fans to follow on Twitter and stuff like that. And, you know, we have a good time, and it's not all business. That's why I think people enjoy following me on Twitter and stuff like that, because, yeah, it is business. Yeah, we talk a lot about racing, but we also talk about a lot of other stuff, and it's pretty cool. You get to see day-to-day stuff on my Twitter feed.
Yeah, we watch it quite closely here at Garage Talk Live. Tell us about this weekend.
I'm excited. You got the Green Smoke Racing, Fastlane, KM1, Ford ready to go. We have the Travis Manion Foundation on there, and it's got the 9/11 Heroes Run on there. So it's going to be a pretty cool deal. The Travis Manion Fund. It's for a soldier that passed away in Afghanistan, and I got to give a lot of credit to Green Smoke for letting them put this on the quarter panels and the TV panel of this race car. And the 9/11 Heroes Run is a really cool deal. It's it's a 5K, and they have them all over the country. They have them across the world, and it raises great money, for the Travis Manion Foundation, and also it pays a lot of respect to 9/11, which we have coming up here pretty soon. So. They do it the weekend before 9/11. I'm going to actually go down to Charleston. I'm going to run the 5K. Me and Alexis are going to go down there and run it. And, it's a race, so we got to be racing, I guess.
You're going to race it, right? You're going to do everything you can not to hit that wall and come on in.
That's it.
Well, at least you won't have any tire issues, during that race.
Yeah, I can't blame it on my shoes.
Oh, it just wouldn't start.
Yeah, exactly. I blew a left shoelace and couldn't finish.
Well, I think that was a Tonya Harding deal. Way back when.
Yeah, I remember that.
That shoelace thing.
Yep.
You do a lot of work to support our heroes. There's a few organizations that you're involved with. I know the Hero Organization. Soldiers, Angels, and there's some others that I just can't remember off the top of my head. I'm trying to go on your Twitter and pull them all as we talk, that your fans can see what you're following. And
a big one to me is the Hero Organization, because a lot of the people that are overseas fighting for us and fighting for America and for us to do what we able to do every single day are considered heroes. But we also have heroes here in the States. We have heroes directing traffic into this racetrack. We have heroes saving kids' lives. You have EMTs, you have firefighters, you have police officers. All these people, they're to somebody in some aspect. We might not always like cops because we might get a speeding ticket, but somehow, some way, they are a hero. And, that's what the Hero Organization really does, and Hero Energy Shot really supports that. And they're a big supporter of me. So, I try to give back as much as possible and to people that allow me to do things that I love to do. And it's definitely the armed forces and everybody involved in protecting our country, that's why it makes America what America is, and it's the greatest country in the world, in my thoughts, because we are free, we get to do what we want to do.
Right. And without that, we couldn't.
Yes.
And people, they have to realize, without that, we would be in a communistic country.
Mm-hmm.
We would be told what to do, not how we can do something. So,
like a relationship.
Right. Exactly. You can't do that.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. We have Rhonda in the chat room.
Oh, awesome.
Awesome. I'm trying to, see if she wants to call in.
She's a great supporter of mine, and I really appreciate everything Rhonda does. And she's always spreading love on Twitter for everybody that supports me and what I believe in. And, you know, she's awesome. I got to meet her up in Chicago earlier this year, and I think we're going back there this fall in the Cup car, so hopefully she'll be able to make it back out.
Oh, that would be nice. Yeah, Rhonda, if TJ Bell is tweeting something, you better bet it's going to be retweeted by Rhonda.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
She makes sure. And she, you know, there's a lot of people that do a lot of tweeting, but when you look at Rhonda's, it's always to help somebody, you know.
Yeah, yep.
You know, unless
she sent me an unbelievable birthday.
Football.
Yeah, she sent me an unbelievable birthday present, and, you know, it's a great book of just great sayings and great things to live by. And, you know, when I heard her story about what happened when she came to Chicago, when the first time to meet me, and how she believed and had faith and everything, and how everything worked out the way it did, it's, you know, it's pretty cool. And, you know, I thank her a bunch for the book she sent me for my birthday.
Right. I believe we have her on the line.
I'm here.
Hey.
Welcome.
Hey.
Hi,
hey,
Rhonda.
How you doing?
Good. Good. I was so excited. I was going through Twitter and saw you were going to be on here, so I had to log in. So I am so excited you get a race the 32 this weekend. That is so awesome.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. And, you know, Frankie and everybody at Fastlane does a great job. And, you know, they're pretty excited. I know the guys are excited, and the car looks unbelievable. So this is one of my favorite tracks. You know, I think any track's my favorite track as long as I get to drive on it. But this place is fast. You get to move around a lot. So I'm pretty excited for Sunday.
That's awesome. That's so exciting. So, and it's great that TM won, and that they, like you said, the 9/11 run, you know, it's going to be on it and stuff. So that's great to show that out and give that, you know, the airtime it needs. So that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Are there donations,
you know,
that people can make for that?
Yes, there is. There is, and, man, I'm horrible. There's a number you can text to that's
just
on the back of the
race. Yeah,
it's on the back of the race car.
I'll take care of it, and I'll make sure I post it to Twitter and tag you in it. I'll get
okay.
that as soon as we're done. Don't
yeah.
even worry about
I
that.
Should,
I got that covered.
I should know that, and it's my fault. But yeah, you can text to that number, and it gives money to the, you know, the Hero Run, the 9/11 Hero Run. And, you know, the biggest thanks out of all this, though, is obviously to Green Smoke for allowing me to put all this great stuff on the race car, and for them to be big supporters of everything that I believe in and everything that, you know, that makes this country great. And, you know, without Green Smoke allowing them to be on the race car, you know, none of this would be possible.
To help the TM
right.
Foundation, you text HEROES.
I got it, yeah.
To 27722.
Yep. I knew it was 7722. I just didn't know.
Can you please type that in the chat, Rhonda?
I sure can.
Yep.
There it is.
Yep, and I'm going to go ahead and retweet that, and let's get the word out. And
it's a great cause. So.
Coming in. Definitely. You know, and it's $10. You know, sometimes $10 means a lot, but you have to realize that what $10 means to you probably means a great deal to somebody else.
Yeah, you know, I've heard these stories of, you know, that $10 going to that foundation could send, you know, 5 toothbrushes overseas to these guys fighting for us that, you know, they might not even have toothbrushes. It's stuff we take for granted, a bar of soap, body wash, just the daily necessities that we could run around the corner to the store and grab, these guys aren't allowed to have. So these guys do a good job of taking care of everybody that's taking care of us.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, and we need to step up. We need to let them know that we care what they're doing. You know, it may not seem like it over here, and just a little bit, you know, means a lot to them. and we need to set times from our busy lives. We were talking about how, you know, you race car drivers are very busy, but yet you seem to make the time to stand up for your causes, to stand up for what you believe in, to make time for your home life. You know, y'all are on a schedule that's just unbelievable to many of us.
But it's at the same time, and you know, some of these guys, I'm not going to say forgot this, but we get to do what we love to do for a living. I love driving a race car. I love racing more than anything. And, you know, it's all these other things that allow me to do that. So I'm going to do whatever it takes, you know, one, to show all my gratitude to these people that have done it for me and allow me to do it. But, you know, the biggest thing is for me to be able to go drive a race car.
Right. I understand that. And as fans, if it wasn't for the driver's passion to be out there to drive, there would be no NASCAR. You know,
there wouldn't be any NASCAR without the fans. They make our sport. You know, us drivers are a dime a dozen, but
really?
The fans are what, I mean, there's millions of us. There's millions of kids that want my job. There's millions of kids that are unbelievable out there that probably won't ever get the chance. And, you know, that's why I feel very, very blessed to be in the 43 that take that green flag on Sunday, because there's millions of people out here that would love to do what I do.
Right, just to even get in that car.
Yep, and the fans are what make NASCAR. That's what's made NASCAR what it is and brought it to the forefront and made it as big as it is because the fans, and our fans are so loyal and so gracious, and, I mean, they are so loyal. Like you said, the Junior Nation, it doesn't matter if that guy wins another race, they're still
right.
going to love
they're
him no matter what.
It. Exactly. Yeah. You know, and I don't know if you heard him any of the show on Monday night, but with Vince Bonfigli, when he hosts the Garage Talk Live, we do our picks on Monday night. And it is no secret that, you know, I'm going for Jeff Gordon every single race. I will change. I will him. I will haw. I'm going to go with 24 Jeff Gordon. Well, I decided that I need to change, and I am stepping out on faith. I said, I'm changing my driver, and they all about hit the floor. And I don't know if you saw any of the news feeds, but, man, I'm counting on you, TJ.
Who'd you pick?
I picked TJ Bell.
Oh, well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to go out there and do my best, and you know, to say we're going out there to race for a win, it'd be a little bit of a stretch, and it's not from lack of effort, I promise, by me or Fastlane Racing, but we are an underfunded team, we are a smaller team, but, you know, to go run with the Hendricks, the Roushes, the, you know, the RCRs, the Michael Waltrip Racings, you know, we're just not in that league yet. You know, a win for us would be in the top 20. That would be
a win. You know, I will take that win. I will take that win.
I would take it gladly, too.
I will take that win. I have no problem saying, you know what, I'll get on that show Monday and say, oh, I won, and they're going to debate,
yep.
and I will argue the point until I'm blue. You know I will.
yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's gonna be a good race. Any racing under the lights is always cool, and, you know, especially this place, and, you know, it's getting closer to chase time. Guys are getting a little bit more desperate. You probably see a little bit more beating and banging. So it should be a good show. Hopefully Mother Nature holds off. And speaking of Mother Nature, I want to send all my thoughts and prayers and, you know, everybody that's getting hit by all these hurricanes and by Isaac and, you know, being affected. My thoughts and prayers are definitely with them. And, you know, hopefully everyone's trying to be as safe as possible.
Definitely. Definitely. Well, then again, speaking of Mother Nature, you know, I was kind of, you know, hoping that you were this was my plan for you. Listen carefully.
All right.
One lap down. Oh no! There's a caution. You get the lucky dog. You come up to the front. Everybody has pitted. You got pit strategy, and boom, it starts raining.
That's why it's called racing. It's not called winning.
That's why it's called racing.
That's it. That's why it's called racing, and not called winning.
Exactly. Let's just win this. I know you're busy, TJ. I know you probably have a game of basket pong to go play or something, huh?
Yeah, I wish I had a game of basket pong to go play, but it's about bedtime. We're in the car tomorrow for practice and qualifying. I think on this Monday off, though, we're not on the boat. We're definitely going to be in the backyard playing some basket pong and having a good old time.
Well, you know there's now a challenge, don't you, for Dover?
Dover's a challenge in itself. You got to see that racetrack. It's awesome.
I will. I'll be there. You know that.
It isn't called the monster for nothing.
I've claimed you on my team, just to let you know. So I've been practicing.
Oh, okay.
Got me some ping pong balls. I've been practicing.
Perfect. Perfect.
Yeah. Now, before you go, we have another. I guess we could call her a caller, but she's not a caller. She's a phone grabber that wanted to give you wishes. Hold on one moment.
All right.
Hey, T.
What are you doing?
About to go to bed.
You need to. You got school tomorrow.
No, I was going to go to bed.
How are you?
Good, and you?
I'll just getting ready to climb in bed myself. Go turn left and go fast tomorrow.
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Nobody told me it was your birthday, so I would have called you on your birthday. But
we texted her, remember, so did you personally.
No, I didn't.
You did?
No.
Didn't she text you on your birthday?
Honestly, I'm not sure. My phone was blowing up that day.
Right.
Well, good luck this weekend.
Thank you. I appreciate it, and I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, good night.
Night.
Okay, now she can go to bed and leave me alone.
Perfect.
Well, we're gonna let you get some rest.
You've got a busy
weekend, and know that we're gonna be watching and praying for the best for you, and you know, keep us posted and let us know what's going on in your neck of the woods over there.
I will, for sure. And before we get off the phone here, I want to wish my parents a very happy birthday. My dad is tomorrow, my mom's Saturday, so. Hopefully I go put in a good performance so I don't have to spend no money on a gift.
Oh, really?
But well, I'm going to go ahead and reason for him to get that win.
Yep.
You know, that would be the best gift you could get both of them, and you know that.
That's right.
Well, it's happy birthday to all three of the Bells. You know, we love you here at Garage Talk.
All right. Well, thank you guys. And anytime you need a caller, you know, if I'm not doing anything, I'll give you guys a call.
Great. Thanks, TJ. Have a great night.
Thanks, guys.
Night, TJ.
Bye.
Night.
Bye.
Well, that was interesting. I love every time he comes on the show. Rhonda hung up. Rhonda hung up. Call back. Call back, Rhonda.
Come back to us.
Jack. Don't let go. Don't let go. Rhonda, please call back.
She still is.
I wanted to talk to her, about you know, the affiliation. Yeah, she can, you know, shed a lot of light, and I can ask her some questions on you know, how people can, you know, contact, you know, get in contact with, like, Soldiers to Angels, Soldiers to Soldiers. I know she has a lot of posts and stuff that she does with that. So hopefully I can get her back on the air. There she is. She's on. Hold on. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm going to come back. Listen, I'm going to give you the chance to let's talk about these causes some more, what you do. You know, how you help with it. I know it's Soldiers Angels, Soldiers to Soldiers. Rhonda, you have so many that you tweet, and I try to retweet a lot of them, but I, I just can't. I can't keep up with you, girl. Other than Max, you know, I just love Max. And his
Max
red
is a cutie little guy. That's for sure.
He is. Let us tell us what you do.
Soldiers Angels is an organization that was started by the granddaughter of General Van Patten. Patty is her son was in the service, and she would send him care packages. And he contacted his mom and said, you need to send more. There are soldiers over here who have never received a care package the whole time they've been here. So she started soldiersangels.org. And what it is you can adopt soldiers and send care packages and letters to soldiers. They have where you can send donations in, and the donations will go and they will buy products and ship to soldiers. There's also a part of Soldiers Angels where they make blankets to send to the soldiers during the wintertime. There's also Soldiers Angels that we take care of the wounded soldiers that go to Germany when they're wounded in Afghanistan or any of the other places. They're usually sent to Germany first before they come home. And the goal is that every wounded soldier gets a backpack that has something in it to help them through their time, that they're not forgotten when they're healing. We also help veterans as well. If you go to www.soldiersangels.org, it has all the information there of what you can do. We also hold baby showers for the wives of the soldiers that are overseas. And it's just there's so many ways to get involved to help our soldiers and our troops and our veterans through Soldiers Angels. And from little things to big things, and I've adopted soldiers, and I think I've been with them for 8 years. I've been an angel. And I have met the most amazing soldiers, you know, through adoption. And I simply send them boxes of treats every month and some cards. And you don't know how important that is to our soldiers, because they're in the middle of nowhere. And to get a box of goodies, you know, is just amazing for them, and how much it makes, you know, how happy it makes them feel.
Listen, when we're done with the show, can you tweet all of that and tag Garage Talk Live in each one, you know, with, like, you know, the websites and stuff like that?
Yep.
I was trying to just type it all down, but I thought, you know what, if you can, and I know you probably just have them right there, just plug it in.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, Garage Talk Live, you know, is going to tweet that, and let's just try to keep it going. Let's see how we can boost this a little bit more.
And right now, yep. Soldiers Angels is also working on their 6 months of Christmas. And every month, I think August was hot chocolate. I forget what September is, but they're collecting. You can send donations into the main warehouse, and then that all packages, because the goal is so every soldier that's serving overseas will get something at Christmas time. And they put socks and hot chocolate and Christmas cards and all that kind of stuff. So that's on the website, too. So.
Okay, well, good. Well, while we still have you on the phone, I want to know who your pick is for this weekend.
Oh my goodness! For which race? There's truck. There's.
Yeah. Well, you know we're
well,
going to
we'll
go
figure
ahead. Let's start with the Cup. You can't now, mind you can't pick a driver that's already been picked. Therefore, you cannot have TJ. It's mine. But you know what? If you want TJ, I'll give you TJ. And I'll just make Vince give me Jeff, and Vince will have to repick.
So are you doing the Cup series?
Yeah, let's start. Let's do with the Cup first.
Goodness. Let's see. Well, it's so hard because I don't know how they're going to run. That
you know what? That's the thrill of it all.
I know. I've been picking Greg Bissell the last couple times.
Uh-huh.
Simply because
yeah.
He's just, you know, he really has a determination in him. But I also like Martin Truex Jr. He's pretty good, too, in the Toyota. So, and Brad Keselowski's good.
He's taken. Brad's taken.
You know, I think I'm going to stick with Greg Biffle.
You're going to stick with Greg Biffle?
Yep, if he's not picked yet.
he's not picked. There's always three or four of us that have picked, you know.
Okay.
Hey, we're building our fan following thing right now. So, you know, there's just four of us. So mm-hmm. we're going to give you the in here. Tammy, my co-host, picked Brad.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
that's right. She tweeted it in or text messaged you.
Yes, because she was sick Monday night. Yeah, so she's picked Brad. You're going with Biffle. I'm trying to locate a pen, and I can't. No, I'm not allowed to say locate because nobody talks like that except for me. I take it. You know. Okay, so we're writing down that Rhonda has Biffle. And, you know, the prize is pride, Rhonda.
Oh, that sounds great. I like those. I like those kind of prizes.
It's just all a matter of bragging rights for the week.
That's right.
So we'll do that. Now, you want to do a nationwide pick?
Oh, goodness. Let's see. That's a tough one, too, because of...
Yeah.
I would love to see Joanna Long have a top 10 or a top 5 this week. That'd be awesome. She's a fantastic driver.
Well, we'll put you down as Long.
Yeah, me down as Joanna Long, number 70. I don't think she'll win it, but man, that would be awesome if we could get at least a top 10 this week with her. She's fantastic.
Right. You know, it's like, you know, TJ says, you know, hey, top 20 is a win.
That's right. You know, and Joanna Long's getting close. She's moving up. So, you know,
yeah.
I would love to see her have a top 10 or, you know, or so this week. That'd be awesome.
Right. Okay. You want to do a truck?
Truck. I have a couple favorites in that. So that's, let's see. Timothy Peters I picked last week, and he won. He did fantastic. But James Buescher is also good, and he's a fighter.
Yeah.
So
really
I'm gonna,
pretty wise, too.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with James Buescher this week, number 31, for the truck.
31. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and, you know, on our Facebook page, I'm going to put those down in there and let tag you in it and say, hey, you know, Rhonda's got this. And you know, Rhonda, we really like you to come on Monday night too. We're on Monday nights with the host is Vince Von Sigley, and Thursday nights is Tammy and I with Girls Getting the Facts. You know, we don't always have the facts. You know, as women, we're going to just talk our way through it. You know, we try to have a light show, and you know what? I want people to call in. I want people to voice their opinion. You know, now, you know, Danny here has thrown the gauntlet. I've got to somehow, some way, come up with a way to determine how these junior fans have become junior fans. Do you have an input on that?
Well, I know if you're on Facebook, you can do a poll on Facebook.
I'm going to do it. Thank you.
You know, and you could put, you know, is it because of senior, you know, and you can list a few different reasons or put other, and then people can add their own.
They sure can. Exactly.
You know,
I'm going to do that. That's, you know, that's what I want to do because I'm not going to, because, I mean, we could argue that point, of, you know, for the whole 2 hours. Why and who and what's the reasoning?
Mm-hmm.
Because Danny refuses to see any other way.
Yeah. Well, I think a lot of reasons. Like, the reason I'm such a big T.J. Bell fan is because of what he does, who he is and what he does off the track as well as on the track. And I think
exactly.
The same with Jeff Gordon. I respect mm-hmm. Jeff Gordon because of what he does on the track, but even more so what he does off the track.
Right. Danny, no words. No words.
Yeah.
Danny is not a Hendricks fan. Danny is not a Jeff Gordon fan. He's not a fan of Hendricks at all. So, you know, when we're talking and there's no reason for Danny to chime in, you say, no words, Danny.
You got to mute his, push the mute button for him, huh?
No, and I have access to that. I can just disconnect that in a second. Not that I would ever do that because Danny has actually helped me. I was absolutely terrified of tonight's show. Normally it's Tammy and I. Monday nights, it's me, Tammy, and Vince. Tammy doesn't do a lot of talking on Monday night. Vince kind of wishes I wouldn't because I like to debate him a little bit. But when it comes down to me and me alone, I was absolutely terrified. I mean, I'm calling Danny and saying, call now, please call now. But, Rhonda, you know, I'm just going to have to get your number and say, Rhonda, I need your help tonight. Because, you know, Rhonda follows NASCAR. Rhonda knows what she's talking about.
Well, maybe we should even get Max to talk on it a little bit.
You know, what does Max sing? What is Max's song?
Well, he says Happy and Pretty Bird and Burpee and Pet Chew, and he chirps. Max, you want to come over and talk? He's looking
and
at
Max is turkey.
And he likes NASCAR.
Yeah.
Did you see the latest videos of him saying happy as the NASCAR was on TV?
I have not. You know what? I'm going to go. I'm on the Garage Talk Live Facebook, but I'm going to go over to mine and pull you up. Let's see. I'm going to check out Max singing. But, you know, we're having, in the past few days, we've had some pretty harsh. Rhonda, why are we not friends?
I don't know. I guess because you never friended me.
No,
if
we
you,
were friends.
Ooh, she's calling you out on that one.
I know, right?
If you go to createapositiveday.blogspot.com, you'll see two videos of Max. One is he telling you what he thinks of racing, and the other one of cautions at
Bristol.
Createapositiveday.blogspot.com.
Okay, I'm going to pull that up.
And it says,
go.
Max provides more laughs, and and there's two videos there.
Yeah, Max.
And Max is a NASCAR fan, so.
Max is her parakeet that is always by her side. Always by her side. Well, we're gonna definitely, you know, and I'd be more than happy to have you come on a Thursday night. You know, a lot of our show is, you know, when Tammy and I started talking about, you know, doing a second show with Tammy, Vince, and I. Well, you know what? Let's girls getting the facts. There's a lot of men out there that still don't think women belong in motorsports, and that's what our purpose was. You know, what was our take on women in motorsports of any type? And I'm so thankful that we're finding there are so many women passionate about motorsports.
You know,
I think there's a lot of women that know more about motorsports than men.
Heck, my mom was the one that got me into racing, not my dad.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, she was watching it back when Bobby Allison was racing, and she got me into the sport. So there's another woman.
Right. You know, and the treatment of women. Well, we need to go in a few notes and highlights about this weekend coming up, or some NASCAR news. Rhonda, you're welcome to stay on with us put your input in.
Well, I think I'm going to hang up. Oh, there we go. I just found you on Facebook.
You found me? Okay. Okay. But I'm going to go over some notes, and normally what we do is we just chime in and say, you know, what we think. You know, obviously Junior didn't have there wasn't a real good testing in Kansas. And we just basically go down to the, you know, J-Ski, pick up some notes. We have other sites that we go on. Now right here they're talking about, you know what, let's just skip all the way down to the bottom, because I saw something about Mr. Stewart in his helmet. There was an interview. First of all, Tony Stewart's not going to be penalized for throwing his helmet, Matt Kenseth.
Right.
Why, I don't know.
I'm guessing that's what drivers have at it.
Right. The sanctioning body has been more lenient on drivers' behaviors in the past several years. I did not penalize Camping World Truck Series Todd Bodine for throwing his helmet at another competitor. So, and NASCAR didn't confiscate. Oh, they did confiscate Tony's helmet. But they're not penalizing. I think
I heard they didn't penalize him because it was during a caution.
Oh, is that why? They didn't stay here.
One of the reports said that they didn't penalize him because he threw it during a caution lap. It wasn't a racing lap.
Yeah,
well, just go start during a racing lap.
Well, I mean, you know, that's kind of what, you know, that's what NASCAR, I guess, is their thing for not penalizing him because it was during a caution lap.
Oh, so bad sportsmanship is okay because, you know, most of, you know, these things detrimental to the NASCAR sport, you know, well, you know, throwing a helmet seems pretty detrimental to me also.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think
I mean, this is the drivers have at it. Us, the fans, we want our drivers to have that, like, attitude, that passion. Past, before they got into this penalizing thing, they were going at it all the time. Let's remember the Bobby Allison and Cal Yarborough fight in 79. That is still one of their biggest ad campaigns today.
Danny, you were kind of breaking up. I didn't hear a lot you said. Or maybe I just wasn't listening. I'm sorry, I was reading.
I feel like us fans, we want our drivers to have that attitude. And remember, NASCAR did say drivers have that attitude. And remember, Bobby Allison and Kyle Yarborough, Daytona, 1979,
right.
They got at it. And that is still used as part of their ad campaign.
I know. Well, okay. I just
but
disagree.
I think drivers can have passion without poor sportsmanship.
I agree. Now, listen,
it's the moment.
Yeah, well, the heat of the moment doesn't matter. Tony Stewart comments on the wreck is what they say. The revamped Bristol Motor Speedway, where the banking and the upper grooves of the racetrack is reduced to the same degree as the middle of the track surface, gave the 0.533-mile concrete blurring its luster of yesteryear with plenty of bent sheet metal that left plenty of drivers bent with one another. Count Tony Stewart among them. So, you know, they're talking about the race and blah, 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 how he throws his helmet. And then he says here, I checked him twice, ran over him. I learned a lesson there, said Stewart of Matt Kenseth. I'm going to run over him every chance I've got from now on till the end of the year. Every chance I've got. Those were quotes. We ran on the restart faster than him each lap, so we just learned our lesson that next time, just drive through him, not even be patient by him. We're not going to give him that chance again. And it says the helmet toss was Retro Stewart as the three-time reigning Sprint Cup champion was combustible in his early years on the circuit. However, experience of team ownership, as Stewart is a driver-owner at SHR, narrowed him in recent years. Nonetheless, with the death step with Kenseth, where Stewart was vying for the win, left him seething over what might have been. Stewart was even... I don't know what they're saying. Hold on. Blah went down. I just want what he's saying here. There was a part that caught my eye, and there were some questions and answers. The question was, what happened? You had a great car, Stewart. We weren't that great of a race car, but we're definitely faster after the restart. I checked up twice, got the runner over, blah, blah. When you get the helmet back, your aim was very precise. I don't give a crap. Hell with the helmet. He doesn't even want it back.
Well, it probably damaged
it
this time.
I'm surprised he didn't get fined for damaging the helmet.
Well, it was his own property. I think if he had damaged the car.
Even though that's his own property, every time they're in a crash, they're required to take their helmet with them into the infield carry unit. And they inspect the helmet for scratches and damages because that's how they tell for a head trauma.
Yes, they take their helmet with them, but on an accident like that, I mean, no. You know, he didn't damage the helmet.
I think that's also why they confiscate it. I don't think he'll ever get that back.
He didn't know
maybe
that.
After
he
a year. Yeah, he doesn't want it back, but even if he did, I don't think he would ever get it back because NASCAR doesn't want him ever reusing it because it's probably been damaged from him throwing it.
Yeah, but I don't think that's why they took it. I think they took it just to take it, you know? I don't know.
When Robbie Gordon threw his, he was able to have it back, and he auctioned it off. But that was before they did the Cars of Tomorrow and started doing all this stuff.
Yeah, Robbie Gordon, that's a whole other story. You know, we can go on NBS on that one and talk all we want about him. But, no, but, you know, but he wouldn't get fined for damaging the helmet. I mean, that's a definite no.
He damaged it on, like, it was the helmet damage. It was the fact that they couldn't inspect it when he goes into the infield care unit. I'm shocked that he wasn't. You know what I'm trying to say as far as
yeah,
that?
I understand what you're saying, but that's asinine. I mean, I don't know. I think that's just stupid. He wasn't, you know, hurt. A lot of times when they inspect the helmet, it has to do with the type of crash that you're involved in, and, you know, and it wasn't that type of crash. It wasn't to where, you know, they're checking for trauma, head injury, stuff like that. You know, they're just going through the motions. 90% of the time when they go in, by the time they get to the infield care center, they've already checked them out in the ambulance. They walk in and walk out. So.
Oh, yeah. But it's still the procedure, it's the procedure.
Right. Well, it looks like we are basically out of time here. So I am going to, you know, wrap this up. Tell everyone to join us again Monday night on Garage Talk Live with Vince Bonsigli. I'm not sure what guest he has lined up, but it's always an interesting Monday night. Again, Thursday night with Tammy will be back joining us with Girls Getting the Facts. We'll have some more facts. We'll have some more exciting guests, hopefully. We can schedule some, pinpoint them down. We always welcome callers, want to hear your points of view. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Garage Talk Live, Facebook with Garage Talk Live, and our website is www.garagetalklive.com. Please keep in mind we are in the process of switching over our website, same address, everything. We're just revamping it to a more user-friendly website, more pleasing to the eyes, and we look forward to everybody tuning in Mondays and Thursday nights. And I want to thank both of you for calling in. Thank Jennifer Jo Cobb, TJ Bell. Wish both of them the best of luck in their endeavors with their programs that they've got going on, with their causes, Driven to Honor, the Hero Organization, and all those that Rhonda mentioned. We appreciate y'all bringing those to light and ask you to continue to do so. But with all of that, I want to say have a good night, everybody, and I think we're about to sign off.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
See you.